Welcome to the Hirogenics podcast series, innovative contingent workforce solutions insights from the experts. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, everyone. I'm Charlene Parks, marketing manager here with Hirogenics. I'm here with industry veteran and direct sourcing expert, John DeReard. John has spent the past 5 years, if that's correct, working with some of the industry thought leaders and our direct sourcing technology partners to put Hirogenics on the map as the leader in the delivery of direct sourcing solutions. John?
Well, thanks, Charlene. Thanks for the kind introduction. Glad to be here and having a nice discussion around direct sourcing. I know there's a lot of questions out in the marketplace. It's still an evolving solution in our industry, and hopefully this will shed some light on it for anyone listening today.
Absolutely. And thank you again for joining us. And we have received quite a few questions and hope you can provide some clarity on a few items here. One of the first questions that has come to our attention is, how did you get started and interested in direct sourcing as a solution? If you can share with us.
Well, as a 20-year veteran, and if I may age myself a little bit, in the staffing industry and seeing some of the innovations that have occurred, it seemed that there was, some very commoditization and stagnation within, the part of innovation within our space. And when direct sourcing came about, it was really interesting because it was a merging of kind of people, process, and technology. The technology piece is really the thing that was lagging behind in the space. If you think about the staffing industry over the last 20 to 25 years, it's always been about a staffing organization or staffing provider getting a contract with an end client and then going out and simply recruiting and finding talent. One of the challenges was it was very commoditized. It was commoditized from a client perspective. Staffing suppliers were very indifferent, for the most part, on who they placed a contractor at. In addition to that, their service offerings were very similar across the board. There wasn't a whole lot of differentiation between one staffing supplier and the next. And quite frankly, the candidate experience really didn't evolve. All of those things combined with a technology that enabled greater access for contractors. It really put the contractor first. It put the talent first. And that's how I really got started, really got excited within the direct sourcing area, because now all of a sudden a contractor can go out and look at the roles that they want to work in. They can look at the end client that they want to work for. When you start thinking about how staffing organizations really were placing candidates, some of the top questions were, where would you like to work? Questions like, what are you looking to do now and what are you looking to do next? And sometimes those questions weren't always answered from the candidate perspective. So direct sourcing has really shined a light, and the technology enablement has really shined a light for contractors on what they want to do and picking what they want to do, and really empowered those direct sourcing contractors or those staff aug contractors out in the marketplace.
That's excellent. And it sounds like you guys have really empowered candidates to make smart decisions about the jobs that they choose for the future. So that's exciting to hear. Direct sourcing has certainly changed the game here. Our next question, where do you see direct sourcing going in the next several years? You know, so much has changed. How do you see it evolving?
Wow, that is a great question. And if I had my crystal ball, which I don't, but I think I have some thoughts and ideas that might enlighten some of the folks listening. Really where I'm seeing direct sourcing go is, I think there's always been a disconnect a little bit between talent acquisition and contract labor. Both are very, very important. The talent acquisition always was focused on full-time employment and strategies to find the right talent for large organizations in particularly. Although HR was involved with the contingent labor side, talent acquisition didn't have a lot of alignment when it came to finding really good talent to get really complex and really meaningful and important projects done. So really where I see it going over the next several years is having a more talent acquisition approach where we're bridging that gap between contract labor and FTE and really looking at blended workforce in a very different way, elevating that candidate experience to have it be more similar to that of a full-time recruitment experience. Talking about culture within the client, talking about some of the things that they do from a social perspective, really looking at, you know, things like diversity and inclusion initiatives, all of these things that have become more and more important to the candidate and the candidate experience and really where they're trying to choose to work, and empowering them to do some of those things. So that candidate experience, you know, the more that adopt and the more that understand that this is an avenue that's different than going to a staffing supplier and that they have some ability to choose who they want to work for and the projects they want to work on. That's really where I see it going. And if you think about that from the full-time experience, you know, as a full-time applicant, you're constantly looking at who you want to go to work for. It's not always just simply about salary. It's not simply about the job itself. You're really getting a fuller picture of what do you want culturally out of a workplace? What do you want to do? Who do you want to work with and for? And what are some of those other meaningful things that that company or that organization you're going to work for represent? So as more and more candidates start to participate, we're going to see these direct sourcing, privately branded talent communities mirror that of the ATS systems that a lot of the talent acquisition groups use, and having access to really high quality talent that's very interested in coming to work for them.
Absolutely. That's great insight. And, you know, and this is a great segue into our next question, because you spoke about how candidates, they want to join companies that aligned with some of their vision, their mission. So this one talks about, why do you think direct sourcing will be or is so attractive to the candidates? That's another question that came across.
To kind of piggyback on the last, right? It's, you know, when you think about the candidate experience, and if you go to any staffing supplier, it was a frustrating experience. If I wanted to go work for ABC company and I really had a high desire to work for them, I knew other people that worked there. I went out to Glassdoor. I went out and did all of the research I wanted to. And then, you know, and I'm looking at it and I'm a contract workforce professional, right? Which is a big change in the last 20 years where, you know, 20 years ago, contract work, you know, there was some negative connotation to it, as if those individuals couldn't find or didn't want to work in a full-time capacity. And particularly over the last 10, it's really become a very attractive way to work, where you can get a lot of really good experience and work for organizations that you really want to work for. And staffing suppliers, I don't think, have kept up with that. So from a candidate experience, when you want to go to work for that company, that brand that you want to go to work for, it was challenging for that contractor, because they had to go out and find the staffing supplier that had that contract with that client and then get lucky enough to find a recruiter that was going to place them there. Because at the end of the day, that recruiter is being held responsible for making placements, not just at that client, but maybe 5, 10, 15 others. So it was more about the placement and getting that done versus really going out and doing the extra work that needed to be done to place a candidate and match them up with the right opportunity at the company that they wanted to go and do contract work for. So, you know, as this has shifted, it's not reliant on that recruiter and that staffing company to have that contract anymore. These jobs that we can post out on a variety of job boards, we can put them on a career branded website. We can provide direct access. And as I say that, I'm doing air quotes because it's direct sourcing, direct access in a new doorway or pathway for these contract workers to look at all the jobs that are available at a company that they want to go to work for. They can create their own profile. They can highlight their own experience. They can demonstrate all of these things and then get offers or apply to jobs without having to go through the pieces of finding staffing suppliers and recruiters that are willing to place them in a certain role. Fast forward to that, you can also build a resume internally within these direct sourcing talent communities where it shows, and you can build on your past experience. You can get manager referrals. You start building a repository that you can redeploy really good, skilled, talented, quality workers across multiple projects over a series of assignments. So it's empowering those candidates to do some of the things and have some visibility that they never had before. And that's one of the more exciting things about this is it's almost like a choose your own adventure book, if I date myself by saying that, where the candidate experience is now different. They get to pick and choose and they're empowered now. So that's where I think it's going to be really attractive. And we've heard feedback time and time again from, you know, high level, particularly IT contractors, where it's very competitive in the marketplace, that their experience isn't as great as what they would like it to be. That, you know, they get inundated in their inbox. Hey, come work and do this job or do this project or do this assignment. And they get 90 of those emails a day because they're highly in demand. Now you get to flip that a little bit and they get to pick and choose, which, you know, is one of the great benefits of direct sourcing when you build out the right talent community with the right technology and the right service partner that really understands how to engage and work and cultivate that talent.
Well, that's perfect and sounds attractive, you know, giving the candidates direct access to the company and careers of their choice. That's what it sounds like to me, and that is attractive. And so we want to know next, like, well, what is next for direct sourcing? So looking into your crystal ball again, maybe, or just tell us what's next for direct sourcing from Hyrogenics' perspective.
You know, from our perspective, we're really finding that there's no one size fits all for our clients. As we're building out this strategy, some are using it for retirees, right? This is a really important knowledge repository, right? It's someone that might have worked for a company for years. And again, they want to go back to work for that company, but maybe they're retired and they want to do projects here and there just to keep themselves busy. And they don't want to go to another company or learn a different skill. So, you know, we're seeing that. We're seeing internship pools where we're able to build year over year with interns, and eventually they're able to get full-time placement, but you're able to cultivate this talent source over years. We're seeing full-blown enterprise solutions where they want to source everything and build multiple mini talent pools within the talent community for HR, for finance, for IT, for procurement. So we're building these talent pools and these talent communities that are designed not with a one size fit all, but to meet the needs of the business, to really look at what their talent acquisition strategy is, to look at how they want to operate. And I think that's going to really is what's next, is figuring out that what all those different sizes are and what they look like for the clients, because it's not a full-blown solution, may not be right for every single client. Talent acquisition strategies differ by these clients. And that's, I think, the next biggest thing that we have to solve for in our space is how to meet the client where they're at and not simply put together a one-size-fits-all solution that says, this is the only way to do it. This is what's right for you. You have to do it like this because all these other companies are doing it that way. Doing it in a very prescriptive manner where you're road mapping it out and you're really drawing alignment with talent acquisition is going to be the big challenge out there, I think, for a lot of the service providers, because they have to become creative. They have to, you know, be able to design solutions. They have to think critically and also educate themselves on really what the talent acquisition strategy is. And on top of all that, they have to become brand stewards. They have to become ambassadors of that client brand So they have to know the intimate details of that client, whether it's certain fundraisers or charities that they might support, whether it's, you know, where they go and recruit, whether it's maybe their DE&I strategy. Maybe they're one of the top, you know, places for women to work in the Fortune 50, right? All of these things add into that client brand, which is paramount. They spend infinite amount of money typically making sure that their brand is what they want it to be out in the marketplace. So, you know, that's our challenge, I think, as an industry. That's our challenge. That's our challenge here at Hirogenics, is not only designing solutions, but really figuring out how to become an extension of that client organization, an extension of their brand, and an extension of their talent acquisition.
That's perfect. That's perfect. So thank you so much for sharing with us today. We only want to hold you here. We know you're very busy. So we want to thank you, John DeReard, for sharing your expertise regarding direct sourcing. There will be future podcast recordings here, I'm sure. But for more information about direct sourcing or Hirogenics, please visit our website at hirogenics.com to connect with us and learn more. Thank you for your time, John.
Well, thank you, Charlene. I think it was a great conversation, and I like the fact that it's short and succinct, and hopefully all the folks that are able to listen gain some insight out of this.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Hirogenics podcast, innovative contingent workforce solutions insights from the experts. For more information, visit hirogenics.com. Your success is our success.